approved TIL therapy as the first cellular therapy to treat patients with a certain type of skin cancer.
So it's specifically for patients with advanced or surgically unresectable or metastatic malignant melanoma. So there are other types of skin cancers, such as squamous cell carcinomas or basal cell carcinomas, that this therapy is not approved for. But there are currently trials studying it in a range of histologies, in a range of tumor types. I think the closest one to getting FDA approval will probably be lung cancer, which is very exciting. We've seen some dramatic responses in patients with very little options.
Patients like John Kosick, who participated in a clinical trial for this treatment after a surprise lung cancer diagnosis.
I had tendonitis in my shoulder from doing some lung work, and I went to the doctor, and you know, they took x-rays, and they discovered it through one of the x-rays. They happened to get a glimpse down into my lung, and they saw something.
Thankfully, they had caught it early and were able to surgically remove the tumor. Kosick then underwent multiple rounds of chemotherapy to make sure all of the cancer was gone. Despite the successful treatments, Kosick didn't remain cancer-free.
They kept following up with scans. They saw the cancer coming back. There were, you know, nodules increasing in my lungs. That's when I decided I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to just wait.
Kosick and his doctor searched for clinical trials that he'd be a good fit for and stumbled across one for TIL therapy at The Ohio State University. And while patients are only given one dose of the treatment, Bean says it's a much more intense process. After the initial operation to remove the tumor, purifying the T cells can take up to 45 days.
Once the immune cells have grown to a number that meets criteria, you know, this certain threshold that we can give them back into the patient and them actually work, the patient's admitted to the hospital and the cells are shipped to Ohio State. And what we do to the patient is we lymphodeplete them. And in other words, we prepare them as a host to receive their cells.
Which means that patients are given chemotherapy that wipes out any and all immune cells in their body. The patients are then given doses of IL-2 and then the TIL dose right after. Bean says that since the T cells originated from the patient, they're usually tolerated pretty well. However, the doses of IL-2 that are given to continue to activate the immune cells once back in the body can be uncomfortable. In Kosick's case, the symptoms were fairly severe.
I got real bad fever and shakes. The worst part of it was after that, I got the IL-2. I think it was every 12 hours they did an IL-2. And they did that for, I think, 6 or 8 treatments of that. So that was like 3 or 4 days of getting IL-2. And those were just dreadful.
Kosick had a high fever and uncontrollable shakes that got so bad he strained a muscle in his leg.
But the worst part was the mental part, right? Because once you get through one, he's like, oh, I got another one coming back at 7 p.m. You know, so you get through it, you got to get ready for another one.
Then, when Kosick was sent home, he experienced anemia for a few weeks. And though the journey wasn't easy, Kosick's once incurable tumor has shrunk so much that it's now undetectable.
Currently, they don't see any cancer in any of the scans, which, you know, is awesome. My doctor says, you know, if we keep this up for 5 years, that's when he'll say, I'm cured.
Which has been the goal of this treatment since the beginning.
When you look at Dr. Rosenberg's series, there are patients that have had, and these are patients that have widely metastatic disease, they've been heavily pretreated, but they get this one dose of TIL therapy and their immune cells, some of them completely go away and they stay away for 10, 20 years as far as we have data for. And so the goal is cure.
Unfortunately, it's not a cure for everyone. Current research shows that TIL therapy is effective in up to 50% of patients. And of those patients, only some will see such drastic results. However, it's still a big step from chemo or other targeted treatments that only slow the growth, not reverse it. You can find out more information about Dr. Joel Bean, John Kosick, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto.
Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Medical notes this week: how AI is helping catch breast cancer. Scientists have created an algorithm that can identify normal mammograms from high-risk ones. Their study, published in Radiology Artificial Intelligence, uses a simulation to show that this program can relieve patients and physicians of unnecessary additional testing. It can ID false positives while still catching the same number of cancer cases as in a normal situation. Will artificial ovaries soon be a reality? Researchers have created a cellular map of the human ovary, which is published in Science Advances. This new atlas gives doctors a complete understanding of the organ, which will help in their efforts to produce artificial ovaries. Women whose reproductive organs have been damaged may be able to still have their own children without needing a surrogate or using artificial insemination. Baby talk might make your kids smarter down the road. Many parents talk to their babies in high-pitched voices known as parent ease, and a new study in Current Biology shows why it's more important than just a funny habit. Babies show more brain activity when the parent is talking to, playing with, and smiling at them. Scientists discovered a link between this early engagement and enhanced language development later in life. And finally, you should walk more for your sleep health. New research published in Nature Scientific Reports has found that physical activity increases the time it takes to enter the REM sleep stage. Basically, exercising more will help you sleep better. In fact, the increased movement is linked to deeper and more restorative sleep that's followed by less stress and higher energy the next morning. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
Talks to you and you don't know why you say your life is his clock had come to life.
Chop, 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 chop. Chop, 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 chop.
Well, we meet you and Joe and Brother Ham and the whole cool gang and all. They're rapping here, they're rapping there, but she's climbing up the wall. Commissar, cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
The commissar's in town.
Uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around. Jojo, the commissar's in town. Don't turn around. Jojo, the commissar's in town. Don't turn around. Jojo, the commissar's in town. Don't turn around.
This is 103.1 FM.
103.1 FM.
Hey there, you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies in mid-60s for this afternoon. We'll have light winds. Overnight, mostly clear and upper 30s. Monday, a sunny to mostly sunny sky. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Showers likely Monday night, could be some thunder. It's 30 at our studios.
a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world.
And more. 103.1 FM.
couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionary sway for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Evil mirror, my sword and shield, my missionaries in a foreign field.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. From Peter's Law and mention her. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Easy now.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right.
Again, brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah,
am I original?
Yeah,
am I the only one?
Yeah,
am I sexual?
Yeah,
am I?
Yeah.
103.1 FM.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little patchy fog, otherwise mostly sunny skies in mid-60s for this afternoon. We'll have light winds. Overnight, mostly clear and upper 30s. Monday, a sunny to mostly sunny sky. It will be breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Showers likely Monday night, could be some thunder. It's 30 at our studios.
Like a knife.